A reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23 to chapter 2, verse 17. But I call God to witness against me, it was to spare you that I refrained from coming again to Corinth. Not that we lord it over your faith, but we work with you for your joy, for you stand firm in your faith. For I made up my mind not to make another painful visit to you, for if I cause you pain, who is there to make me glad but the one whom I have pained? And I wrote as I did, so that when I came, I might not suffer pain from those who should have made me rejoice, for I felt sure of all of you, that my joy would be the joy of you all. For I wrote to you out of much affliction and anguish of heart, and with many tears, not to cause you pain, but to let you know the abundant love that I have for you. Now if anyone has caused pain, he has caused it not to me, but in some measure, not to put it too severely to all of you. For such a one, this punishment by the majority is enough, so that you should rather turn to forgive and comfort him, or he may be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. So I beg you to reaffirm your love for him, for this is why I wrote, that I might test you and know whether you are obedient in everything. Anyone whom you forgive, I also forgive. Indeed, what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, has been for your sake in the presence of Christ, so that we would not be outwitted by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his designs. When I came to Troas to preach the gospel of Christ, even though a door was opened for me in the Lord, my spirit was not at rest because I did not find my brother Titus there. So I took leave of them and went on to Macedonia. But thanks be to God, who in Christ always leads us in triumphal procession and through us spreads the fragrance of the knowledge of him everywhere. For we are the aroma of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To one, a fragrance from death to death. To the other, a fragrance from life to life. Who is sufficient for these things? For we are not like so many peddlers of God's word, but as men of sincerity, as commissioned by God, in the sight of God we speak in Christ. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Travis Lauterbach, Prince of Peace Lutheran Church, Mesquite, Nevada.
In the name of Jesus, amen. Have you ever been sinned against by a brother or sister in Christ and found difficulty forgiving them even as they repent? Have you ever been the one who sinned against a brother or sister in Christ and experienced despair because they refused to forgive? Sin causes pain, and Satan seeks to use this to outwit Christ's flock. However, the pain of sin is overcome by the comfort of Christ's forgiveness. The pain of sin is the problem in today's text. Paul didn't come to Corinth as planned because of the pain it would cause. There are still situations in Corinth that if Paul were to come again, he would again rebuke them like he did in 1 Corinthians, and again he would cause them grief. He much preferred to see the Corinthians during a time of gladness. An unrepentant sinner caused pain for Paul and the congregation, so the congregation disciplined him. He was likely excommunicated from the congregation, delivered to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, so that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord. The goal of excommunication is that, being removed from the congregation, the unrepentant sinner finally sees the error of his way, repents, and is forgiven and reconciled in the unity of the church. This individual eventually did repent, but the congregation had failed to restore him. Paul didn't want to have to personally rebuke the Corinthians for not forgiving the repentant man. Those who have been sinned against know the temptation it can be to withhold forgiveness. Maybe the Corinthians felt he deserved everything he got. Maybe they were too hurt and wanted him to feel their pain. Maybe they relished in his grief because it made them feel better about themselves. Maybe they just found it difficult to restore someone who scandalized the community so much. Whatever the reasoning, Satan seeks this division. His goal is to tear us away from Christ and his forgiveness, And he'll do anything to try to outwit and steal away Christ's precious lambs so that we stand accused of our sins and see Christ as a ruthless judge rather than seeing him as a good shepherd. So we must repent of our sins and repent for those times that we don't forgive others who sin against us. The forgiveness of Christ, on the other hand, sets people free from sin and brings comfort. Paul writes, "The punishment by the majority is enough, so you should rather turn to forgive and comfort him." The law did its work. It struck the sinner and he repented. Now it was time for the forgiveness of sins to set him free, to bring him to life again. As long as the congregation continued to punish him, though repentant, he stayed in peril of despairing that since they won't forgive him, Christ hasn't forgiven him either. Paul urged them to show their love for the man through their own forgiveness, that he may be comforted with the sure and certain forgiveness of Christ. They ought to love as Christ loved them and gave himself up for them, dying for their sins and rising again on the third day. Christ's forgiveness comforts both those who have sinned and those who have been sinned against. To those who sin, and we all do, find comfort in being reconciled to the Father and reconciled to one another through Christ's forgiveness. To those who are sinned against, and we all are, find comfort that Christ has already forgiven the sins of those who sinned against us, even as we may struggle to forgive the offense. To know that Christ has forgiven every sin helps us to forgive and comforts us of the forgiveness of our sins. So we pray, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." In being forgiven by the Corinthians and restored, the repentant sinner will be comforted with the balm of Christ's blessed forgiveness. In forgiving him, the Corinthians would reaffirm their love for him, share the same grace and mercy with him as they have been given in Christ, and they would all once again be united in Christ. In forgiving as we've been forgiven, we focus on what the gospel is all about, sharing the love and forgiveness of Christ with sinners. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
We thank Pastor Travis Lauterbach for this meditation on God's Word.